Eye on the Arctic, views from the north. I'm Elise Quinn. So here at Eye on the Arctic, we spend a lot of time looking at climate impacts on the world's northern glaciers and ice sheets. But today, we're turning our attention to the southern pole. The West Antarctic ice sheet has become increasingly unstable. And the more it loses mass, the bigger the impact on sea levels. Now, the authors of a recent paper have put forward a rather unique solution to this, and it involves fire hosing the region with cannons jetting out billions and billions of tons of artificial snow. Now, joining us now to tell us all about this is one of the paper's authors. Anders Livermann is a professor at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research in Germany, and today we reached him in London. Anders Livermann, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. So let's start off. Talk us through the situation on the West Antarctic ice sheet. Why is it a concern?
Already 40 years ago, when I was at the age of five, a U.S. glaciologist published a paper in Nature and said that if we continue to increase the CO2 concentration of the atmosphere, we'll warm the atmosphere, we'll warm the ocean, and the West Antarctic ice sheet will become unstable. Now, in 2014, we had a series of papers all saying because of ocean warming, the West Antarctic ice sheet has now become unstable. And what that means is that we have that the ocean waters have melted away some of the ice so that it got afloat and is now drifting out into the ocean and is actually being pressed by its own gravity out into the ocean and will elevate sea level by more than 3 meters over the course of several centuries. Now, that's a long time into the future, but it will happen because it is physics at work there, and it actually will happen almost independent of whether we reduce carbon emissions or not. We have to reduce carbon emissions anyway because otherwise all hell breaks loose and other parts of Antarctica also get unstable and we get even more sea level rise. But we have to deal with the situation that we are already facing now, not urgently, but we have to start thinking about it.
And how is the instability of the Antarctic ice sheet like this related to sea level rise?
Well, in the Arctic, in the north, as your listeners will know, the ice is actually floating on the ocean, and therefore it has replaced all the water it'll take when it melts. But in Antarctica, we have a completely different situation. The ice is on land, so it is a 4 kilometer high ice sheet on a continent that is as big as North America from Mexico to Canada. So if this ice gets into the ocean, you just have extra water, extra volume in the ocean, and sea level rises worldwide.
So talk us through the artificial snow strategy that you put out in your paper. What are you proposing exactly, and where did the idea even come from?
It's a terrible thing to do, and I'm not really proposing it, but what I as a scientist have to do is I have to lay out the options that society has in order to counter this situation that we have. The idea is actually very simple. It is to replace the ice that was melted away at the bottom by snow on the top, and thereby push down the ice sheet again onto the ground and thereby stabilize it. And all we did, we showed that this is in principle possible. However, the effort that has to be undertaken, the endeavor that has to be undertaken, is so huge that you can easily compare it to an Antarctic moon station or whatever you want to call it, because it'll be very, very expensive and devastating for the nature of the region.
And is there anything that you wish people were asking you about this that they aren't?
Well, people are already asking the right question. What's most important is really that this is in no way stopping climate change. It is in no way, a compensation for climate change. We have to, for climate protection, we have to go to zero emissions in the next 30 years worldwide, which means a revolution, an industrial revolution that we have to, initiate now and take, to the end in 30 years. So what I think people can take from this is that how enormous. The consequences of climate change that we have already caused are already now. Because if we get 3.5 meters of sea level rise from Western Arctica, plus the thermal expansion of the ocean, plus the Greenland melting that we observe, plus the mountain glaciers that melting that we observe everywhere, we end up with 5 meters of sea level rise at least globally over the course of several centuries, just to even if we keep the Paris Climate Agreement. And we'll have to deal with the climate change that we have already caused. If we continue to emit carbon, we'll have to deal with even more consequences that we are most likely not being able to deal with, really.
Well, Anders Leverman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot for listening.